This episode is sponsored by my Patreon supporters. You guys help continue my love for sharing these stories with the world, so a huge thank you to Terrence C, Stephanie E, St. Peaches, Earl B, Christina N, Bunkers, Carlos C, Viren A, Jordan, Roman J, Mona, Luna, Legion, Philip, and our latest Anito patron, Sai. If you are interested in becoming a patron to help support the podcast, then head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod. Choose the tier that fits your interests and enjoy early access, exclusive episodes, and more. Hello, my spooky friends, and welcome to the 21st and last episode of Spooky Saturday this season. Thank you so much for your support, everyone, and a huge shout out to the people who sent their spooky stories. I appreciate y'all. Now, instead of the usual four stories that you usually get in Spooky Saturday, today's episode or today's Spooky Saturday finale is gonna be different because today we're going to talk about a famous haunted house in the Philippines. It's been a while since I talked about something haunted, so I thought why not end the Spooky Saturday Season 10 with a haunted house story. But before we proceed, I am currently looking for more stories for Season 11, so if you have any paranormal experiences you'd like to share, please email us at officialtabitabipod@gmail.com or you can send your spooky stories on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Remember, this is not only for Filipino listeners, but also for international listeners. So if you like it, please spread the word, and who knows, your story might be included in the next episode of Spooky Saturday. And if you also want to know how to support the podcast, you can always join our Patreon to get exclusive and early access to episodes. Or if you are feeling generous, you can donate via GCash. You can always follow us on YouTube and Facebook where I post some mini episodes that didn't make it on the main podcast. Infos will be in the show notes. So, make yourselves comfortable, settle in my dear listeners, and let's begin. Have you ever visited Baguio? If you have, you've probably heard eerie stories about a house in Baguio called the Laperal Guest House, also known as the Laperal White House. It was formerly a residence but now serves as a museum. The house was built by Roberto Laperal in the 1930s. The Laperal family, one of the oldest clans in Baguio, is headed by Don Roberto. The clan heads, Roberto and Victorina Laperal, made the house their vacation home. The house is made of nara and yakal wood, designed in Victorian style with its wooden planks and gables and steep roof. And Don Roberto's wife, Doña Victorina, was said to be very fond of the fortune plants in the garden. Now, during World War II, the house was occupied by Japanese soldiers and was used as a garrison. The troops reportedly raped women and tortured and killed suspected spies working for the United States and their allies. Tragically, while Don Roberto survived the war, he died by accident when he slipped and fell off the stairs in front of the home. And with the death of the head of the Laperal clan, ownership of the mansion was transferred. The mansion had not just survived World War II, but also several natural and man-made disasters, including a fatal earthquake in 1990. Chinese-Filipino billionaire tycoon Lu Xiutan purchased the property in 2007, but never stayed in the place during his trips to Baguio. He instead had it renovated and refurbished with proper maintenance, then made it into a tourist attraction. From then on, the house was open to the public. And in 2013, the tycoon's Tan Yan Ki Foundation transformed the house into a bamboo foundation museum that houses Filipino artworks made of bamboo and wood. And given what transpired in the house, it's not surprising that there are some eerie tales about spirits haunting the property. One such story is about an encounter of an unfortunate passerby who allegedly saw a little girl standing motionless on the third step of the staircase in front of the house. That young girl died after reportedly pursuing her nanny on the other side of the road. The poor girl was run over because she crossed the street without looking. Although some people noticed the small girl, others noticed a woman peering out the glass windows. Some stated that this woman was the nanny of the small child I described a while ago, and that this woman was laying in one of the bedrooms of the house. This woman or this nanny would be spotted standing at the window, staring out at the street. While apparitions are common at the Lapital White House, several people have reported hearing angry voices and loud noises from inside, even while the home was unoccupied. Some have reported to have had the dreadful sensation of being unwanted and watched. The guards are likewise afraid to enter at night. Another story details the caretaker's time in the Lapital White House. This caretaker lives in another house on the property and instructed one of the guards to cut down a fortune plant on one side of the house. Following the caretaker's orders, the guard became unwell and was unable to move for several days. Perhaps it was the spirit of Doña Victorina reprimanding the person who had messed with her lovely garden. A guard also spoke about his own experience at the residence. He received a phone call from his wife while completing the rounds inside. The call went well till she inquired as to who he was with at the time. And according to the wife, she kept hearing a woman's voice. The guard, though, was completely alone the entire time. Now, it's not only those who stay on the Lapital premises are subjected to strange occurrences. Even the residents and workers of surrounding enterprises have had their fair share of strange encounters with the White House. One event describes a clairvoyance encounter at Pinky's or PNKY's restaurant, which is located across the street from the famous home. The restaurant was apparently just on the ground level at the time, and as the clairvoyant in the story looked in the restaurant's mirror, she was startled to see a lady standing behind her along with the reflection of the house. Vincent Tabor of Lakbay, Baguio has also written about his personal experience when he was in high school. "We saw a white figure, it could be a fog, that was coming down from the attic to the front entrance," he recalled. "And then suddenly, my friend started running, so I followed. When I asked him why, he said he saw a woman coming towards us." That is for today's Spooky Saturday. I do hope you enjoyed listening to the stories. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with others, post about it on social media, or leave a rating and review. A huge, huge thank you to Anan G, Naomi, Button Eyes, Echo Wolf, Arky, Ellie, Kelly, YK, MMY, Ulysses, Michelle, Luna, Kay, Scaredy Cat, May, Kla Lucena, Jabami Yumiko, Alex, and Russell for your submissions. I really, really appreciate it. Thank you so very much for filling up the Spooky Saturday Season 10. Once again, thank you so much to Eska for lending your voice on Episode 20 of Spooky Saturday. Now, if you want to help support the podcast, please head over to patreon.com/tabitabipod, and for as little as $2 or $6, you can gain early access to Patreon-exclusive content and more. Or you can always donate via GCash if you want. That'll help me a lot. So thanks for listening to Tabi Tabi Podcast. This has been Ethan. Join me next season when I share more spooky stories. Bye!